This is the On the Pony Express podcast, part of the On3 Network. Check out all the SMU coverage you need at ontheponyexpress.com. Now, here's your host, Billy Embody.
Billy Embody.
One, two, three. Let me go.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the On the Pony Express podcast. I'm Billy Embody, as you can tell, mixing in a little family time at the beach over the 4th of July, and there were fireworks for SMU on and around the 4th of July. So we'll get to all of that in this podcast. I am going to keep it somewhat shorter. I told you guys I was hoping we'd be talking on Friday, and the reason why is because I kind of knew that SMU had a chance to make some big moves this week in recruiting. So carving out just a little bit of time to do the pod and kind of get back to a little bit of work and family balance down here in Florida. So with that, going to lead off with our two sponsors of the show. We are presented by our friends at StatusJet, statusjet.com. Appreciate them for partnering with On the Pony Express to give you guys a discount on round trip flights when you book through StatusJet using code PONYUPACC. David Henry and his team deliver the level of luxury you expect in a private jet charter experience. And by the way, they can get you from anywhere around the world, back home if you're in a pinch, or they can set you up with a pre-planned, well-thought-out travel plan for the trip of your life with your family, your friends, or if you need to set things up for a big work trip, they can help you with that as well at StatusJet. So we're looking forward to talking more about what StatusJet can bring SMU fans for this 2024 football season, the first in the ACC. We're also presented by AKM Turf and Greens, our new friends at On the Pony Express. Alex Carpenter is a former professional golfer. He just sent me some more photos and videos that we're going to get onto our next podcast next week about their latest projects. And I tell you what, they just continue to impress. I know one of our On the Pony Express subscribers is already reaching out to start planning with AKM Turf and Greens for his backyard renovation. And the great thing is he'll get $500 off that project with the code PONYUP. When you talk with Alex Carpenter and his team, they deliver on all your needs, whether you're just looking to turf your entire backyard or want to make it into a putting green and really create a fun, festive space for your pool. They can help you with all of that. All the little options that they have can help you create a backyard that can really help you cut down on all the time spent cutting the grass, dealing with weeds, all of those things. As you see, if you're watching on YouTube, they can bring it right up to trees. They do all sorts of little attention to detail pieces with their yards that can truly transform your backyard. I saw one big project going in North Dallas that is completely taking over the front yard and turning it into turf. It's going to be incredible. Looking forward to sharing those photos of the work at AKM Turf and Greens. So reach out to them at info@akmturfandgreens.com or just go to the website, akmturfandgreens.com. With the big sponsors out of the way, we've got to talk about the big commitments for SMU that the Mustangs landed. Rhett Lashley and his staff really delivered a big week for Mustang fans. It was the first, obviously, as an ACC member. July 1st got it started with two commitments out of California. And then the Mustangs delivered the recruiting surprise of the week, in a sense. And that is Ty Hawkins, the IMG Academy quarterback, flipping from TCU to SMU. The Mustangs were able to get it done. And this one has been brewing for quite some time now. And talking with Ty after his official visit to SMU, I really believe that if it wasn't timed when it was, and he had Elite 11 and a trip with his family to see his sister who went to SMU graduate from law school, and then getting that kind of space after the official visit, going to TCU, then that if this was kind of butted up against the dead period, SMU would have flipped him outright. And I can finally share a little bit more of why I felt that way and why I continued to say that SMU was in a good good space with Ty Hawkins throughout his recruitment. And that is because he absolutely raved about his official visit to me. And Ty's a great kid. He went on to talk highly of his TCU official visit. But I can tell you what, I have done a lot of interviews through the years when it comes to official visitors and recapping all of those things. And the one with Ty Hawkins was probably the most just exorbitantly positive after the visit that I've done in about a decade. And really, it was from the coaching staff plan that the staff laid out for him to the attention to detail on the visit. Remember, it was pretty much Ty on this visit alone with the SMU coaching staff. They had some other prospects on campus, but they were kind of on a different schedule. And he went out to eat at Monarch in Dallas. They went out to all these different fun places around the city, and the city really helped deliver Ty Hawkins to SMU. I can tell you that when he just spoke about the two cities, Dallas and Fort Worth, it was just a little different when it came to what Dallas had to offer the four-star quarterback who's originally from San Antonio. He's going to play his senior season at IMG Academy. So for Ty to get on board, this took a lot of work from SMU side of things to get this to this point. But what I can tell you is when Ty decided to do this, this was something that was obviously something he wanted to keep relatively under wraps. And, you know, for SMU, they just kept hammering away on him after the official visit. And Ty left the door open, saw an interview elsewhere that said, you know, he's, quote, locked in. And in today's day and age with college football, you can't always take what kids say and take it at 100%, you know, truth. And part of that is obviously things can change, but also, you know, kids are put in positions nowadays where they want to please everyone. Ty's that way. Keelan Russell was that way. He always talked about how great SMU was and all of those things and how he had the trust of the coaching staff and how he could see himself doing big things. And he'd say, I'm locked in, but also looking at other options and looking at flipping and all of those things. Ty left the door open the same way, saying he was unsure if he's going to take more visits. Well, that was because things were already in motion. And so Ty really just talked up SMU so much to me. I tell you what, I asked him when his visit got done. I said, well, what'd you think of the visit? And he went on about a 5-6 minute uninterrupted complete full recap of the visit, just raving about every single piece of it. So kudos to De'Eric King. He really worked this recruitment hard. And, you know, for people out there that said, you know, SMU came out of nowhere and flipped Ty Hawkins, it's not true. De'Eric King has been working on this recruitment for now roughly 8 months, basically since he was promoted to the quarterback coach. And SMU was seeing that Keelan Russell was leaving the door open a little bit. And SMU had a couple other quarterbacks come and work out privately for them that were pretty highly rated guys. They end up getting Ty Hawkins, so they didn't have to really go in those other directions. But De'Eric King kept working on Ty Hawkins, building that relationship. The thing about De'Eric King, he played for Kendall Briles at Houston in that offense. So a lot of the highlights that, you know, TCU might have even shown Ty and Kendall Briles' offense were of De'Eric King if they wanted to go back that far. But, you know, between De'Eric King, Rhett Lashley being the play caller and being the head coach and an offensive-minded coach, what SMU put together for him, there's NIL that's going to be involved at some point. That's a piece of it. That's what happens when you have a four-star, top 150 prospect that you're recruiting. TCU had an NIL package for him. But at the end of the day, Ty wanted to be at SMU, and I think he's more comfortable in Dallas. He vibes with the city, really had a good experience on his official visit. And after months and months of kind of just building a little bit of a relationship with SMU, once that spot was open, SMU was able to make him a full priority. And it took maybe a little bit longer than people obviously would want, but he ends up flipping to SMU. So, and I said this, that he wouldn't drag it out. I said throughout the process that he wasn't going to take that Oregon visit. he wasn't going to end up doing that and dragging this out till late July, because he does want to be helping with the class. He does want to be trying to get other high-end prospects on board in this class. And so we'll be watching closely to see what he brings to the table when it comes to, you know, picking up other high-end prospects. We'll talk about a couple of offensive guys that jumped on board in the class this week as well. But, you know, now you have a true headlining quarterback for SMU in this 2025 class. It's a major statement by SMU about where they are in the recruiting pecking order. They're now, after this week, or at least as of the recording of this podcast, a top 25 recruiting class. That is something that SMU has been obviously gunning for with the prospects they're going after. And I said this at the beginning of this week, I said it last month, a lot of these prospects were getting close to making decisions and they were going to reveal them probably by middle of July. SMU will pretty much know where every single target that they have on the recruiting board is going to end up. And so Ty Hawkins was a big one that they obviously wanted to get on board, and they were able to do that. So kudos to Rhett Lashley. Kudos to De'Eriq King, everyone involved that made this happen. Remember, SMU offered Ty Hawkins months before TCU did. They were really pushing heavy for him. He ends up committing to TCU before SMU got into the ACC. Now, the you know, roles have really changed here. You know, SMU offensively is a fun offense to be in. They continue to put quarterback after quarterback out there on the field, and they produce, whether it's Preston Stone, Kevin Jennings. You look back at Rhett Lashley's time with all the guys at Miami that he had to play, and of course, even that included De'Eriq King, who's now the quarterback's coach. So SMU pressed every button right. It took a little bit longer than maybe people would have liked. There was a real chance that he was going to flip. And I said this throughout. SMU was staying in contact. The door was open. And Ty was communicating heavily with them. He was giving them good indications throughout the month of June that they were going to be very much a player in this recruitment. So this didn't come out of nowhere. This took a lot of hard work and effort from SMU to get it done, and they did. And you have to respect what Rhett Lashley is building in the recruiting world, because this is a program that will soon have the tangible evidence on the field of bigger stadium crowds, obviously the conference schedule. So to get Ty Hawkins before this season, build them back up into a top 25 class now, after this week, we'll see where they finish, of course, but to win this recruiting battle was a major statement by SMU, and it was a long time coming in a way to see Ty Hawkins commit to the Mustangs. So big pickup out of now IMG Academy by way of San Antonio for SMU and Ty Hawkins. They weren't done adding to the offensive firepower for this program. They landed a surprise pickup this week, and that is Isaiah Robertson. And I was kind of made aware that this is something SMU was working on early this week, and that SMU had, you know, in fact, had offered him. Isaiah has really kept a pretty quiet recruitment. And I'm, you know, he's just kind of that kid. He doesn't really share too much from what it seems. But I actually remember seeing Arlington play Mesquite Horn this fall, and Arlington lost, but Isaiah Robertson played both sides of the ball. He played offense, defense. He played linebacker, edge rusher. I think he returned a punt, played quarterback, running back, wide receiver. He's kind of Derek McFaul, but a bigger guy, 6 foot, 185 pounds. I think he's somebody that could finish as a top 100 wide receiver. He has so much to offer on the field that this is a really good pickup for SMU. And so I like this addition. They flip him from Texas Tech, quietly got it done. He worked out at SMU earlier this month, or last month, I should say, and they were able to get him on board. And, you know, just after, you know, people were talking about just kind of how hit or miss recruiting was at this time, SMU goes out and flips two Big 12 commits on the same day. What a run for SMU there on July 3rd. And Isaiah Robertson is somebody that I'm going to be watching closely this fall. He plays all over for Arlington. He was still able to average, I believe, 12 and a half yards per offensive touch, which is really impressive. He was that offense basically for Arlington And so SMU with a kind of a sneaky good eval here, in my opinion. I don't think based on track, he's going to be somebody that really ends up being this top 150 type of prospect. But the Mustangs got a really good pickup here and a good football player in Isaiah Robertson. And Texas Tech's been good at evaluations as well, and as a part of their kind of push back to being a recruiting power in the state of Texas. You know, Joey McGuire's been doing a good job down there recruiting. They haven't exactly put it together on the field yet, but this is a good eval by SMU. I texted somebody this fall, actually, after that game, and I said, you know, the guy who I'm most impressed with in this entire game is Isaiah Robertson. He's been all over the field, and so now he's going to be all over the field for SMU as he stays home to catch passes from Ty Hawkins and join this offensive scheme that can do a lot of different things with a skill set like Isaiah Robertson. So nice addition for SMU there, but the Mustangs weren't done. Big addition, literally, on the offensive line came in on the 4th of July. Dramad Odoms, Houston Lamar offensive tackle, 6'6", 295, commits to SMU. He's on the cusp of being a top 100 prospect. He is a top 10 offensive tackle on the On3 industry ranking. And this is an interesting recruitment. You know, Dramad, I talked to very early in his recruitment. And then he kind of got quiet. He shut it down, basically. And a lot of, prospects around the country are talking with coaches and really building relationships. And Dramad kind of, you know, went about it way too quietly. And you could be quiet and all those things, but you still got to develop relationships. And actually, he visited LSU, he visited Texas A&M, and a couple of other places. And, you know, he just hadn't built relationships there. And it was on him, so much so that Dramad released, you know, a statement saying, hey, I'm sorry I didn't engage as much as I should have. I kind of took this process for granted in a way. And so he kind of reopened his recruitment in a sense and really fired it back up. And a lot of, you know, programs would have loved to have gotten Dramad Odoms. And Mississippi State, Purdue, Ole Miss, a couple others that had him on campus for official visits and unofficial visits, they were recruiting him hard and trying to get in the mix there. And SMU really knocked its official visit out of the park in June. And he was one that, you know, we mentioned that SMU was really trending for. We didn't put a pick in. We knew that the 4th of July was going to be one for fireworks. I tweeted out a picture of the beach that morning and said, you know, basically might be a good day for fireworks and both for LSU and SMU, the two sites that, you know, I work on. But both programs got 4-star prospects on the 4th of July. Pretty nice day for SMU, though, to continue that momentum built up with the run to start July. Got 5 commits to open the month. And Dramad Odoms is a true blue chip type of offensive tackle. I was talking with Cody Belair, friend of the program, and who has, you know, been on our podcast. And he texted me when it happened and he said, that is a great get for SMU. So look, you look at 2025 and where SMU is going to be at overall on the offensive line, and you're going to be looking at somebody who could step in and start for SMU, in my opinion, you know, or be that swing tackle potentially for SMU. You have PJ Williams, Savion Byrd, Andrew Chambly. I think if SMU will lose Justin Osborne off of this roster, they'll lose Ja'Kai Clark. So they'll maybe have to shift some things around, and maybe Dramad Odoms with a whole nother year of high school could be that swing tackle for SMU. And look, that's a lot of pressure. Offensive linemen take a lot of time to develop. We saw it. Marcus Bryant was able to play, but he was, you know, 265 pounds. He was a force early on. You could tell he was going to be a good one. Dramad Odoms is somebody that is physically really ready, is really bulked up. I'm really excited to see what he can do. He really checks all the boxes you look for when it comes to an offensive tackle. So this is a really nice pickup for SMU. It isn't going to get enough attention in a way because of, you know, Ty Hawkins committing a day before, but 4-star offensive tackle, top 150 prospect, top 10 offensive tackle. That's something that SMU hasn't gotten in a long, long time. So Garen Justice doing some work again, doing that balance between some sleepers, you know, guys like Drew Hill and some of the other guys that they've gotten and recruited. But they've also swung big on guys like Dermot Odoms, and Lamont Rogers is going to announce a decision here on Saturday, I believe it is. And so I think that one's still going to go against SMU, but they've been in the mix with some of these top offensive linemen that are going to make decisions. And then Abel Hopi out of Hawaii announces next week. SMU is the On3 RPM leader there. So Garen Justice is doing some serious work on the offensive line to rebuild things. So with that, that is the end of this podcast. We hope you guys enjoyed it. Three commitments, ran them down for you guys, shared some backstory. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm hoping that Jalen Cooper hasn't announced by the time this is up, but SMU is awaiting a decision from four-star wide receiver Jalen Cooper. Baylor, Kansas, Kansas State, Texas A&M, among those that I've offered and are in the mix for Jalen Cooper. SMU's hoping to be the one that comes away with his commitment. The Mustangs do lead the On3 RPM, but this is a battle. This is one that if SMU gets him, you can just keep the red hot train going, and we'll talk about him on Monday. And if not, it is a miss. And again, recruiting is one of those things where it can kind of go up and down. And of course, you know, SMU did get a receiver pledge this week in Isaiah Robertson. They're still in the mix for guys like Cartarius Brown and Taz Williams. But Jalen Cooper has let this one end up being quite the kind of mystery, at least as of the recording of this podcast. I do feel like SMU is right there for him. It also wouldn't surprise me if he ends up going elsewhere. So the Mustangs really right there for Jalen Cooper. We'll see very soon if they can push it across the finish line. So thank you to Status Jet. Thank you to AKM Turf and Greens for sponsoring the podcast. And feel free to head over to ontheponyexpress.com and subscribe for just $1 for 2 months using code SMU1. That's SMU, the number one. Join us. We're approaching the 900 subscriber mark. We had another 10 join us this week alone as SMU is blown up with the ACC arrival, as well as the recruiting buzz around the program. So join us now on the message board. We'll be there all the time talking SMU football, basketball, and recruiting. So thanks for listening to the pod, and we'll catch you guys next time with another edition of the On the Pony Express podcast.
Thanks for listening to the On the Pony Express podcast with Billy Embody.
Follow us on your socials on X at SMU On 3 and on Instagram at On 3 SMU.
And keep it locked to OnThePonyExpress.com for more coverage.